This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello. And welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on March 8th. Just weeks after Kamala Harris became the first female vice president in American history, we celebrate International Women's Day, when people around the world honor the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. National Women's Day was first marked with a parade and protests in New York City in 1909. The idea caught on in Europe, and the first international version of the event was held in 1911, drawing more than 1 million people to rallies worldwide. Today, International Women's Day is celebrated in more than 100 countries. Surprising fact? Although the United States has never had a woman president, women have served as head of state in more than 70 countries, including India, the UK, Iceland, France, Ireland, Canada, New Zealand, Switzerland, Germany, and Australia. Also on this day in history, in 1917, the February Revolution began in Russia. And in 1950, Volkswagen began producing the iconic VW bus. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you, and of course, have a great day. Don't forget to check out History This Week, the podcast This Day in History fans love. Here's a sneak peek of this week's episode, out now.
History This Week, March 9th, 1901. The front page of this newspaper features a photo of a middle-aged woman in a black dress and a bonnet. In one hand, she's carrying a Bible. In the other, a hatchet. The caption identifies this woman as Mrs. Carrie Nation, quote, leader of the Greater Smashing Reform Crusade. Today, how did Carrie Nation become a notorious crusader against what she called hell broth? And while some today look back on her methods as pretty out there, was her strategy to smash, smash, smash really all that extreme? I'm Sally Helm, and this is History This Week. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.